Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about fuel. Now, we have talked an awful lot about tires, wheels, swing arms, suspensions, aero, forks, riders, engines, etc. But one of the things we haven't actually talked about is fuel. And for 2024, 40% of the fuel's makeup needs to be from non-fossil materials. So with that, you know, there is an interesting makeup, which would be completely a trade secret for all the fuel manufacturers. But I wanted to give some insight into inside in the box, what actually happens with the fuel. Now, of course, the mechanics don't just throw an old bunch of fuel into the tank. You know, everything is done by calculation. But the calculation of fuel is not done in liters. It is done in kilograms. Now, the exact density of each fuel manufacturer's weight per kilo would be, again, a secret. But if you were to go down to your local petrol station and get, say, super unleaded, the fuel density of that is about 0.075 kilos per liter. Again, depend what country you're in, you know, as temperature can cause a variance in this weight. But for a full Grand Prix distance, the majority of bikes need in and around 16.5 kilos of fuel. For a sprint race, this would be about 10.5 kilos. So it is very interesting to see that the bike is being told what weight of fuel is on board. Now, this technology allows good calculations, and by using the weight-based system according to the temperature, etc., it now allows it to be very, very factual and so precise that there is actually no reserves. Long gone are the days that a mechanic adds an old extra big sip of fuel before the race starts to make sure that the bike will finish. Those days are long gone. But with this mixture and the preparation and the power unit, all talking within the electronics, the bike now knows its weight, it knows how much fuel it has because it knows the weight in the tank, etc. So the bike and the computer's brain can talk to each other, and they can now understand how much power to fuel ratio that they have, therefore helping the rider to manage out his race. So even if he is giving it full throttle and the bike knows, oh shit, we're actually low on fuel, it's not going to give maximum power and open up the taps fully. So I thought it was kind of interesting to see that even behind the technology of, you know, gripping it and ripping it, opening the throttle, you know, the bike is actually telling the rider automatically, you don't have enough fuel for this. We're not going to give you absolutely everything out of the corner. So, you know, it is a little bit of a weird one, but gone are the days that you see a bike running out of fuel during a race. You do tend to see bikes running out of fuel just after they cross the line, which is absolutely perfect. They run at their lightest and proper way of doing it, you know. And this is also why you see that if there is an aborted start or something like this, the race distance is shortened by one lap. And that is so they won't have to bring the bikes in, refuel them up again, and send them on their way. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think now that you know a little bit more about the MotoGP fueling system? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.